Gotcha. And a huge welcome from me, Mike Wynn, to this week's Thrill Enjoyment of Jazz. Amazingly, it's over 2.5 years since we played anything by Ronnie Scott. And this is from the BBC's Jazz Club of 56. Extra points if you can name the compere.
Our other music makers are ready to play, so let's bring on right now the Ronnie Scott Quintet. Well-known number at BBC Jazz Club, Gone with the Wind. With Ronnie Scott tenor, there's Jimmy Duker trumpet, Terry Shannon piano, Lenny Bush bass and Alan Ganley drums.
Gone with the Wind by the Ronnie Scott Quintet. But you know all this because compere David Jacobs has told you everything. He mentioned at the beginning the other group. There are two bands in the programme and we will feature the other one later in the show. This Ronnie Scott lineup came together in the autumn of 56 and they only recorded two songs, the A and B sides of a single they released. So full marks to Gearbox Records for releasing this LP in 2011. And it catches Ronnie in his best hard bop mood, the quintet being very reminiscent of the Clifford Brown Max Roach band. Not in any way related to what I've just said, but I liked the supergroup Cream in the early 70s, my fave song of theirs being I Feel Free. Could it, I wonder, have been inspired by this?
Thank you.
Was Slam bow as in tie, not bending deferentially to a higher being. I'm assuming that. Could be slam bow. Tricky language, English. But there were shades of Cream's I Feel Free, weren't there? This was Leroy Slam Stewart on bass, together with his trademark humming, and guitarist Bucky Pizzarelli on his seven-string guitar. Recorded in New York in 78 for Stash Records. This next LP has the catchy title, You Fats, Me Jane.
Here we are, out of cigarettes, holding hands and yawning. Look how late it gets. Two sleepy people by dawn's early light, and too much in love to say goodnight. In a cozy chair, picking on a wishbone from the frigid air. Two sleepy people with nothing to say, and too much in love to break away. Do you remember the nights we used to linger in the hall? Father didn't like you at all. Do you remember the reason why we married in the fall? To rent this little nest and get a little rest. Well, here we are, just about the same foggy little fellow. Sleepy people by dawn's early light, and too much in love to say goodnight. Thank you. just about the same. Foggy little fella, drowsy little dame. Two sleepy people by dawn's early light, and too much in love to say good night.
The Fats in this LP title is obviously Fats Waller. The Jane is singer Jane Harvey. But I have to admit that I bought this LP on the strength of the sideman, or rather more specifically, the tenor man, none other than Zoot Sims. Ed Polcher and John Butcher take a lot of the solo space on cornets, Al Casey guitar, Dick Wellstead piano, and he did the arrangements of all the songs, Major Holly bass, Panama Francis drums. Two Sleepy People is, in fact, yet another of Hoagy Carmichael's compos, not Fats Waller, but that would be picky to point that out. We heard a version of Ray Charles's Hallelujah, I Love Her So just last week. Well, here's another. This is a Philips LP by the Double Six of Paris, all of Ray Charles' compos, but sadly, not our fave, what'd I say? But Hallelujah, I Love Her So is the next best thing. This album was recorded half in Paris, half in New York in 64, backed by the Jerome Richardson Quartet, Richardson tenor, Bobby Scott piano, Milt Hinton bass, Ozzie Johnson drums. The individual singers in Double Six of Paris were Mimi Perrin, Monique and Louis Aldebert, Bob Smart, Jean-Claude Briodin and Claudine Barge. The Double Six were formed in 59 by Mimi Perrin, but sadly they were dissolved in 66 as Mimi's health was deteriorating. And by the way, in their very first lineup back in 59, one of the six was called Ward Swingle. He stayed for 2 years and then left to form his own singing group. And I think you know their name. This next one's called, well, you know it, but maybe not immediately. Thank you. Yes, Paul Desmond's Take Five, arguably the best-known jazz number ever. So it's fantastic to hear a new slant on this well-known song. The pianist and the trio's leader is Marco Marconi. The bassist, Di Biase, and Enzo Zirilli drums, all Italians, as even my poor pronunciation couldn't disguise. But they're all based in the UK. This was, however, recorded in Italy, at the Fazioli Concert Hall at the Fazioli Piano Factory, some 30 miles northeast of Venice. Recorded November 2013 for the 33 Jazz label. Coming up next, The New Twist. The New Twist, written by altoist Jimmy Woods, and this is from his contemporary album called Awakening, recorded September 61 in LA. Woods on alto, he said unnecessarily. Martin Banks had the main solo work on trumpet. Amos Trice piano, isn't that a great name? Amos Trice. Jimmy Bond bass, Milt Turner drums. This is one of only two LPs Jimmy Woods made as a leader. He played with Gerald Wilson and then Chico Hamilton, but after the mid-60s, he seems to have simply vanished from the jazz scene. Here's a very gentle piece now, almost soporific, so I'll shorten it a bit. ¶¶ I went to see this very trio lineup at Ronnie Scott's a year or so back, and yes, they are all wonderful musos, but after the first set, all at the same pace, we left at the intermission, never to return. Recorded in Germany, October 2013, that was the title song from the album Ramshackle Serenade, or rather a foreshortened Ramshackle Serenade. If that was ramshackle, you can imagine how controlled the less ramshackly songs are. Getting to enjoy saying ramshackle, so I'd better stop. Larry Golding's Hammond organ, and he wrote that unmentionable song. Peter Bernstein guitar, Bill Stewart drums. And here's David Jacobs with that other group, who were the first on the TV show, hence his intro.
Hello to you all, this is your host David Jacobs, welcoming you to yet another of these sessions from the club that's just a stone's throw from London's Piccadilly Circus. We don't aim to throw stones, just music your way. We've two groups on the stand. First of all, let's meet the Phil Seaman Quintet. Thank you. Cole Porter's My Heart Belongs to Daddy was our show opener. Here's the lineup of the Phil Seaman Quintet. There's Phil on drums, Joe Harry at alto sax, Dave Goldberg guitar, Johnny Weed piano and Major Holly bass.
My Heart Belongs to Daddy, a Cole Porter song written in 1938 for the musical Leave It to Me, Daddy being the sugary sort rather than your paternal predecessor. Marilyn Monroe, of course, is the first version we think of from her sultry performance in the 1960 film Let's Make Love. David Jacobs gave us the band lineup, and again, thanks to Gearbox Records, as this is the only recorded output of this particular quintet, and these Gearbox LPs are limited editions of 500, so still not many people get to hear these excellent BBC Jazz Club archives. Well, we've widened that audience now. I very seldom, well, never, buy compilation albums, assuming pompously I already have all or most of the content, but I still had to buy this one to gather all these songs into one convenient place. The album's called Blue Note Plays the Beatles. Lennon and McCartney's, but mainly Lennon's, Norwegian Wood from 65. This Buddy Rich-led big band recorded it in LA, live at the Shea Club in Feb 67. Inexcusably, we didn't hear anything from Ellington last week. Thank you. Short and sweet, and that was the impressionistic Fontainebleau Forest, and that comes from Ellington's Columbia LP, Piano in the Foreground, sister album to the equally brilliant Piano in the Background. If you could only have two Ellington albums in your collection, they would be contenders, along, of course, with 1,003 others. Ellington Piano, Aaron Bell Bass, Sam Woodyard Drums, recorded in LA, March 61. Next one's something of a novelty. It's a bit Herb Alperish, but it's actually a guitar-led album. As that was somewhat different to our normal fare, why play it? Well, it's an intriguing LP. The leader is the guitarist Billy Muir, who, by the way, also wrote that song Unison Trumpets. He's not a jazzer at all. In the 50s and 60s, he made a number of LPs of all sorts of music. Pop, swing, Hawaiian, surf even, and lots of middle-of-the-road stuff. But this LP is fascinating in that it's crammed full of really, really good jazz musos. The trumpets, in unison, as we know, are Ernie Royal, Doc Severinsen, Benny Glow, Charlie Shavers, Mel Davis, Lou Olds, and Yank Lawson. Seven in total. Cy Mann, piano, Walter Yossi on bass, Bobby Donaldson, and Panama Francis again on drums. And, of course, the Little Herd leader, Billy Muir, on guitar. Back to the real thing. Something for RJ.
Thank you.
And that song was called Something for RJ, and that could be guitarist Rodney Jones, as he's thanked on the back cover, and he's the only RJ here. The altoist, leader, songwriter and arranger is Fred Lipsius, who was the original saxophonist with the rock group Blood, Sweat and Tears, 67 to 71. He now teaches at Berklee School of Music in Boston, where he'd himself been a student, 61 to 62. He's toured with the likes of Simon and Garfunkel, Janis Joplin and, of course, many great jazzmen. Sims, Monk, Cannonball and, of course, Rodney Jones. And yet we, me included, don't really know of him. Larry Willis, piano, George Mraz, bass, Al Foster, drums. Recorded October 82. And after that fast and furious action, let's slow down, like that rather odd warm-down exercise thing. Another Cole Porter song from the 30s, Just One of Those Things, written in 35 for the musical Jubilee. And we all remember that old charmer Maurice Chevalier's version in Can Can in 1960. This fast version, recorded in Holland in Feb 83, is under the leadership of guitarist Jimmy Rainey for a crisscross LP called The Master. Fabulous piano work by Kirk Leitze, Jesper Lundgaard's on bass and Eddie Gladden drums. If I rush, we can squeeze in two more, or parts of two more long tracks, to close out the party. Shirley Scott, who we know best as a fabulous exponent of the Hammond B3 organ. Well, she's also a superb pianist. Live at Birdland in New York in November 91 with Arthur Harper bass and Mickey Roker drums. The party's over. Oh, but not quite. We'll just hear the first half of a Miles Davis song, So What? This is a tribute album to Miles, recorded in Berkeley, California in September 92. Exactly a year after Miles' death. This is no ordinary tribute band. This is the real thing. This is his band, with Wallace Roney, Miles' student, added on trumpet. Roney, incidentally, being the only trumpet player that Miles ever taught and mentored. and Miles's erstwhile band members, Wayne Shorter tenor, Herbie Hancock piano, Ron Carter bass, Tony Williams drums. So what? So what indeed? And, as always, really hope you've enjoyed all the numbers and that you'll rejoin me, Mike Wynn, next week for another The Real Enjoyment of Jazz. Until then, please take care. Keep well.